You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Canada has a progressive tax system that starts at 15% and rises to 29% for those making over $128,000. It's progressive because those making more contribute more. However, a recent report has shown that this system is slowly being eroded. At least as far as BC is concerned, the rich now pay a lower total provincial tax rate than the rest of us. Iglika Ivanova is the public interest researcher with the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives. She is one of the authors of that report entitled BC's Regressive Tax Shift, and she's joined me on the phone. Good morning, Iglika.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, your report indicates that the wealthy pay a lower total provincial tax rate than the average citizen in BC. Can you get into a little bit more detail? How have things changed over the last decade?
Yes. When you mentioned that when we think about taxes, we usually think about income tax, and we see very clearly that there's different steps in which as your income increases, you pay higher tax. However, there's more to the tax system in BC than income tax. And when we add these other taxes, like sales tax, property tax, the carbon tax, MSP premiums, then we find then the more money you have, the less tax you actually pay in BC. And that's what that report finds. So we look at the total tax rate that people pay, and we compare the total tax rate by income in 2000 with 2010. And what we find is that the tax system has become a lot less fair because in 2000, people used to pay about the same share of their income in tax, regardless of how much income they had. So the bottom 10% would pay around 14% of their income in tax, and the top 10% pay around that. But now we find that in 2010, the top 20% of the richest households actually pay lower tax than everyone else in BC.
And what has what policies or what has driven this regressive this change in taxes?
There's several changes in our tax system that have driven this move towards unfairness. The biggest one is the income tax cuts we've seen over the last 10 years. You probably remember we had the big round of income tax cuts in 2001 when the Gordon Campbell first became premier. And then since then we've had several big rounds of income tax increase. And the income tax cuts, pardon me, and these income tax cuts have by far benefited the wealthier people among us and have not given very much savings to people with lower and modest income. So that's one of the stories, reducing income tax. And the other one is that we have started to rely a lot more on taxes that hit lower income families more. This is taxes like MSP, like sales tax, carbon tax, taxes which sort of apply at the same rate regardless of your income, but actually end up hurting lower and middle income families the most. In fact, a fun fact we found out was that last year, British Columbia paid more in MSP premiums than provincial businesses paid in BC corporate income tax.
That's pretty extraordinary. In dollar terms, what kind of tax cuts are we seeing for wealthy, middle, and lower income families?
Well, the difference is quite stark, actually. We calculate that the richest 10% have seen a tax cut of about $9,000 per family, while the bottom low-income families have seen only about $200. And those in the middle are saving about $1,200 per year. And so as a result, most people don't actually realize that their income taxes have been reduced. Most people haven't noticed the savings, and this is a problem because cumulatively these cuts have been very expensive to the provincial treasury. We have a lot less money now to pay for the services we need. But for every individual family, it really doesn't amount to much, and most people haven't noticed it.
You mentioned corporate taxes. What has happened with regard to corporate taxes over the last decade?
Well, corporate taxes have also been reduced quite a bit. We have this report doesn't look at corporate taxes. We only look at the personal taxes people pay. But corporate taxes used to be 16.5% in 2000, and now they're 10%. So we've seen a reduction by almost one-third of the tax rate for corporations. And that's why we end up with a system where British Columbians pay more in MSP premiums than corporations pay in provincial income tax.
And in terms of the whole of provincial revenues, where is the money coming from? What does the tax mix now look like?
Well, we used to collect most of our money from personal income tax. And in fact, when people think about provincial taxes, they most frequently think about income tax. But in fact, over the last decade, we have moved to collecting less from income tax and collecting more from sales taxes. In fact, last year, we collected slightly more money from sales tax, from PST, HST, from fuel taxes, tobacco taxes, all these sales taxes, than we collected from personal income tax. So that's been a huge change. Property taxes have stayed roughly the same, and we are collecting about a third more now from MSP premiums than we used to, and a lot less from corporate income tax.
Well, you mentioned the MSP premiums. What has happened there in terms of what were they before and what have they become now? How much more are we paying?
Oh, we're paying quite a bit more. There have been several rounds of increases in MSP premiums since 2000. The latest round was announced in 2009, I believe, and there was an 18% increase in MSP split over 3 years. So MSP has definitely increased significantly from what it was in 2000. And the more interesting part, I think, that maybe British Columbians don't know about is that we are the only province that charges this regressive tax. It's a flat tax. It's the same amount regardless of your income. And that obviously takes up a higher share of the income of the lower and middle-income people. So it is a regressive tax. And other provinces found ways to pay for their health care without this flat tax.
Yeah, I'm from Ontario originally, and the MSP premium was quite a shock to me when I came out here.
Yeah. We are the only province at this moment.
Speaking of flat taxes, the HST, the Harmonized Sales Tax, is an example of one such tax. Of course, it was defeated in a recent referendum. Do you see that as a good thing?
Well, if we're talking about tax fairness, then I would say the defeat of the HST is a slight improvement in tax fairness. The tax was or is still, because it's still in effect for a couple of years. The tax is hurting lower and modest income families the most. There is some acknowledgement of the fact that the tax is regressive. Government has offered a low income tax credit for the lowest income people. But the problem is that the tax credit phases out very quickly at relatively low incomes, and by about $30,000 of income, you are getting very little, while the HST is taking a significant bite out of your family budget. So those people with the modest income, $30,000 to $50,000 per family, were the hardest hit, and so the return to PST is a little bit better for them. But the HST is really a very small part of our tax system. As the report shows, the biggest driver of the unfairness in the tax system is the way we have cut our income tax, our most progressive tax, and we have increased our reliance on things like MSP, carbon tax, and HST, sales taxes in general.
Practically speaking, what does it mean when we have reduced taxes? What happens to our facilities and so forth?
Well, you've probably seen what happens. I mean, I should ask you, have you noticed that you're paying less tax over the last, 10 years?
Well, you can see it, I think, in terms of education and so forth. There seems to be a consistent underfunding of the public's school system.
Absolutely. I think most people haven't noticed more money in their pockets. And the reason why is because we have had an increase in user fees for all sorts of public services that used to be provided for free. People with kids in school now have to fundraise for field trips, for playgrounds, for all sorts of things that used to be provided. And we have seen a lot of public services that have been scaled back and suffered from basically a lower quality because they're underfunded. And just recently, there was some media around universities and the quality of undergraduate education declining all over Canada because of underfunding, while there was a big push to increase enrollment. So they admitted more students, and they didn't have enough money to cover the cost. So the quality of education is eroding. And I think that's happening in all sorts of places. People can see, you mentioned schools, but it's also happening in healthcare. A lot of community services are being cut, a lot of mental health services are underfunded. So that's the big concern we have with the changes in the tax system, that they haven't really improved people's lives, people haven't noticed having more money, and the quality of services in the public system has declined substantially. So it's generally, I would say, been a negative effect overall for the province.
It seems that the societies, or Western societies in particular, are becoming more unequal, not just Canada, but in the United States. England, we've seen that with the riots. England has gone from being something like a relatively average European society in terms of wealth distribution to the most unequal society. As an economist, do you see these cuts in BC as part of a broader trend toward inequality?
Absolutely. Inequality has increased in Canada and in BC in particular, as well as in other places. But there was just this past week, there was a report by the Conference Board of Canada business think tank showing that inequality has risen in Canada over the last 10 years faster than it has risen in the United States or other countries. So we are sort of a leader in inequality increase, which is quite disturbing, I think. But the problem is that the tax system, while it is not causing the inequality, it could be mitigating it. It could be making it better, but it's not. And again, reports show that over the last 20 years, our tax system has become less generous, and as a result, is not mitigating inequality as much as it used to. So it's actually reinforcing the inequality that comes out of the labor market. And that's what's happened in BC. It's quite clear. The wages, there's a huge inequality in wages, so people are now earning a lot more. We have big low-wage sector. And now we see personal income tax cuts, giving more to the people who are already earning more and less to the people who are not. So that's reinforcing the inequality that exists and reinforcing these trends that, as we see in Britain and other places, lead to reduced social cohesion and all sorts of problems in society.
Well, it's hard to get people to be enthusiastic about tax increases. What does your report propose in terms of changes to provincial tax policy?
Well, our report sort of looks at the overall changes over the last 10 years and notices that we have actually seen quite a lot of changes. And while we debate one particular tax, like HST, we debated for 2 years, there's a lot more to the system than just that. So instead of having debates about individual taxes, we propose that we have a sort of a fair tax commission, which would examine the total tax system in its entirety. So we need to look at how we raise taxes, and we need to look at all the taxes. So that includes resource royalties, it includes business taxes, it includes income taxes, sales taxes, MSP, everything. So we need to look at it as a system. It is no longer enough to just look at individual tax and, you know, let's see what we can do about sales tax, let's see what we can do about income tax. And I think that having such a fair tax commission, especially if it allows for public dialogue and for sort of democratic participation of the people, that's really the best way to decide how to pay for the services we need in a fair way, in a way where everyone pays their fair share.
Well, thanks so much, Iglika, for joining us today and going over your report. And I'll be sure to provide our listeners with a link to that report.
Thank you very much, Sean.
I've been speaking with Iglika Ivanova. She is the public interest researcher with the Canadian Center for Policy Alternatives. She is co-author of the report, BC's Regressive Tax Shift. And you can find that report by going to policyalternatives.ca.